Welcome to episode 46 of Tales from the Dropbox. I'm with you again later in the day, so the voice is a little husky, and I think that adds a little sexiness to the show. And we started everything off with the sexiest four women in rock and roll at one point, L7, and a cover of Hanging on the Telephone, which, for those of you old enough, was originally done by The Nerves, and then popularized by that group from New York, led by the blonde-haired Debbie Harry, of course, Blondie. That's from the record Fast and Frightening. Came out on September 8th on Easy Action Records, who seems to have an inside track on bands like L7, the Plimsolls. Of course, L7 were Los Angeles foursome that were active from 1985 to 2001. and then they reunited again in 2014. This record collects a bunch of covers, rarities, some live stuff, and some of their split singles. It's a pretty cool little record. And then we follow that up with a band that I truly enjoy out of Montreal. They're called We Are Wolves. The song was called Melting. It's from the LP Wrong, which came out on Phantom Records on September 30th. That's their fifth LP, but that's their first record in 3 years. I really love that that band, and this record truly rocks. So if you're looking for it, the LP is available on their Bandcamp page. So head over there and purchase one. Coming up next is something from Portland, and we're going to see a couple of acts from Portland today. But the first out of Portland is called Ages and Ages, and this song is called So Hazy.
Your friends are so immune to this, rising over all you see, burning deep inside me. Oh, all of your friends are so immune to this, rising over all you see, burning deep inside me. Oh,
get it, I get it, I guess it, I let it come up and take away my perspective. All that I want is to even it out. So many others, so hazy, no way to be present. I can't end the conversation in my head. And part of me wonders if I had done something different. Would all of this matter, or would you not even notice it? The trouble is sometimes I wanna leave here without it. And this all makes me wonder if I should be so invested in it at all.
Oh,
until we start from the top again. Take it all from the top, the top, the top, the top. There's a hole in my soul. I could only be filled by you again. There's a hole in my soul. That could only be fixed by two. It can never be filled, never be filled, never be filled by anyone else but you. It can never be filled, never be filled, never be filled by anyone else but you. Until we start from the top again. Take it all from the top, the top, the top, the top. There's a hole in my soul. I could only be filled by you again. There's a hole in my soul. That can only be fixed by two. In the city, I'd say we had a good life, we had a good life. Coming back from being social all day, we had a good life, we had a good life. Oh, you look so good in your own modest way. We had a good life, we had a good life. A photographer shot you, stole you away. Pretending not to see. Now I can't find you, now I can't find you. The sun bleached the air and you just ceased to be. Now I can't find you, the sound of a clock chiming 3:30. Now I can't find you, now I can't find you. The pedestrian world, it kept on moving past me. That smile I had, I missed that smile I had.
there's a different pop block. I started the first and third songs were out of Portland, the one in the middle from Leeds, and so maybe I'll explain who they are. The first was Ages and Ages. The song is called So Hazy. It's from the record Something to Ruin, which came out on August 19th. That's the third LP from these Portland choral popsters. They got a positive message and the Sunny Harmonies, so they're pretty unique. And that particular track featured Isaac Brock from Modest Mouse. And then in the middle of that set was Kaiser Chiefs with Hole in My Soul from the record Stay Together, which came out on October 7th on Caroline Records in the U.S. I was going to say United States, but I try to be hipper. Your Mr. Belding's working on it. That's the sixth studio LP from Kaiser Chiefs, and this is really a divergent. This is their transition record because they've looks like they've completely abandoned their Britpop song sound, and they're more dance-tronic oriented. But Ricky Wilson's voice experience, because he's on the UK version of The Voice, I think is starting to be influencing the Kaiser Chief records. Still a pretty good record, a little uneven at times, but Hole in My Soul is a pretty good track, don't you think? And then we finished everything off with There Is No Mountain and their song Good Life, which came out on the record Luna. And that was released on January 15th this year. It just took me a little while to find it. There Is No Mountain is Kelly Giarrata and Matt Harmon. They're a Portland psych pop duo. And this is their second LP after they followed it up with two three-song EPs in 2015. Now, exploring the more pop-punk part of the set, we're going to start this next set off with Set It Off and their song called Tug of War.
Counting 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm done.
There you have it. What was it? Well, let me start in reverse order. We started everything off with that Michael Jackson sounding thing, but was actually Set It Off. The song's called Tug of War. It's from the Upside Down record, which came out on Equal Vision Records on October 7th. It's third LP out of these Tampa, Florida orchestral punk poppers, but I would say that's closer to pop rock, straight out. But had a really interesting edge to it, and I do like the Michael Jackson type vocal. You could actually hear Michael in that song if you listen closely. We follow that up with Public Access TV. The song's called In Our Blood. It's from the record Never Enough, which came out on Cinematic Music Group September 30th. These guys are out of New York. They're basically angst-ridden new wave rockers. That's their debut record after surviving, I think, what most bands would probably fail. Two of the members were drug addicted. There was a gas explosion that destroyed their apartment and most of their things. And oh yeah, they had a major label dispute with Polydor Records, which prevented the original release of this record. So I think they're in pretty good spot. I think that college radio will start to pick that up, but you can never tell. And then we finally finish it off with the best example of mall punk out there. That's A Day to Remember. The song's called Paranoia. The record's Bad Vibrations, and it came out on September 2nd on their own label. That's their sixth studio LP. Those guys are out of Ocala, Florida. And as I said, mall punk at its finest. We're going to start the next three-song set with The Decline, but in the middle of this is this awesome track from Purling Hiss, and then we're going to finish it up with Chuck Race. But first, here you have it, The Decline, and this song is called Giving Up is a Gateway Drug.
Don't even get along.
What you gonna do when they lie for you and tell you that you're worthless? How you gonna like when you gotta fight to prove that you deserve this? Giving up is a gateway drug, and I haven't seen it all. Some foreign countries and a mattress and my best friends in a state living room floor.
When you don't even get along.
Oh. What's he gonna do when they lie for you and tell you that you're worthless? How you gonna like when you gotta fight to prove that you deserve this? Giving up is a gateway drug, and I haven't seen it all. Some foreign countries and a mattress and my best friends in a state living room floor.
Imaginary lines drawn in the sand, they indicate and decimate these promised lands. Up and down the coast for days, 5,000 k's. But when you tell me it's jealousy,
I still turn away. Cause how do you still go on? How do you still go on? How do you still go on? When we don't even get along. What's you gonna do when they lie?
In a estate living room floor.
Yeah.
Just like the Portland sandwich earlier in this episode, we had an Australia sandwich with Purling Hiss being the meat in the middle. So we started everything off with Decline, a song called Giving Up is a Gateway Drug from the record Resistor. It came out on June 12th, 2015 on P Records. But the reason we're getting it in this episode is because it's going to be reissued on Stone to Death Records. And so well worth looking for. And those guys are actually going to start a U.S. tour with Make War. They're going to be in L.A. on November 10th, just about 15 days from now. So if you like that track, you should check them out. They're part of the Australian skate punk scene, and that's their third LP. We follow that up with Purling Hiss, a song called Crocodile Tears, from the record Meandering Noodle, which came out on August 19th, but as I said, is going to be reissued. That was self-released, and what's interesting about that is that came out on cassette, and there were only 100 copies made. We've played Purling Hiss in earlier episodes of Tales from the Dropbox. That's basically Mike Polizzi, and he's out of Philadelphia. And then we finished everything off with the second part, the bread of the Australian sandwich, with Chook Race, their song called Sometimes. It's from the record Around the House, and that's their second LP. Their first LP was a collection of 7-inches and some split singles, but this is their first real record, and it's available in the U.S. on Trouble in Mind, and it came out on September 2nd. It's a pretty terrific record. It's 27 minutes of basically jangle guitar and hook late rockers. So really a really good record. Hey, we're coming up to the final block of our show. Hope you're enjoying it so far. We're going to start this three-song set with the slow show, and the song is called This Time.
Let the pain drag you down this time. Don't let your guard fall down this time. Don't let the pain drag you down this time. Don't let the pain fool your arm. This time, this time, I'll be honest. You'll see, it's better off you're without me. Don't you forget about me, don't you forget about me. This time, I'll be honest. You'll see. Better on your own without me. Don't you forget about me. Don't you forget about me. Don't let the pain drag me down this time. Don't let your guard fall down this time. Don't let the drains drag you down this time. Don't let the pains fool your arms this time. This time I'll be honest. You'll see, 'cause you better on your own without me. Don't you forget about me, don't you forget about me. This time I'll be honest. You'll see, 'cause you're better on your own without me. Don't you forget about me, don't you forget about me.
sidewalk straight up. A subway last goodbye. We're just another hype, but the pressure's getting harder.
Well, there was a band that hoped to take you much higher. That was Japan. The song's called Adolescent Sex. It's from their debut record called Adolescent Sex, which came out on Hansa Records in March of 1978. That was quickly followed by another terrific album called Obscure Alternatives. And that album ended what was Japan's glam New York Dolls inspired phase. They turned out to be something much better, much more beautiful, as David Sylvian and Mick Karn kind of evolved from that early glam punk rock into this much more experimental new romantic band. But they were a terrific band from the beginning, really creative, and Mick Karn's bass playing is truly distinctive. So really enjoyed that record. That was one of the first records I ever played on the radio, come to think of it. And that was back when I was in a small college in Canada, and on the radio station there. I haven't improved any since that time, and it's been, let me tell you, it's been a long time since I was in college. So your Mr. Belding is advanced, I think, in that regard. Before that, we played Tiger Lou. The song's called Homecoming 2. It's from the record Wound Dresser. That was released on Star Tracks. That band is out of Nykoping, Sweden, where they started in 2001. That's their first LP in 8 years, and their fourth overall. And that's essentially Rasmus Kellerman with guests whenever he decides to play live. Pretty good record. And then we started everything off with a slow show from the record Dream Darling. That song was called This Time. Came out on Haldern Pop Recordings on September 30th. That's the second LP from this Manchester band with their distinct vocalist, Rob Goodwin, who truly reminds me of Brad Roberts from Crash Test Dummies, who of course are from Winnipeg, Manitoba. But it would be too simple to just kind of lump it into that. This is a really good art rock band, and the record, while it sounds like it could be really dark, it's balanced by this guest vocalist, Keisha Ellis, and it makes for a much lighter mood. So you should definitely pick that up if you see that swing by the Dropbox or some other site in the future. So again, that was the slow show in This Time. As always, I appreciate you listening to Tales from the Dropbox. It gives me something to do and keeps me out of trouble, apparently. And your Mr. Belding can get in a lot of trouble. If you want to talk to me, you know my number if you're my friend. Otherwise, you got to contact me through the various social media websites that I populate every now and again. The blog, the official home of Tales from the Dropbox, is at dropboxnotes.net. But you can also get me on Twitter at JFF Concerts under my concert promotion thing. And on Instagram is Just for Fun Concerts. I'll get back to you positively. Anyway, until next time, I'm going to finish everything off with a band I've played before. This is The Joy Formidable. In France, I guess it would be the Joy Formidable. This song is called The Last Thing on My Mind. It's an acoustic version, came from the Hitch LP. It's on this new digital-only EP that came out on October 10th called Sleep is the Day. It's got a couple of covers, a couple of acoustic versions, and it's got a pretty terrific cover of Angel Fuck by the Misfits and Ashes to Ashes, of course, by Bowie. Seven songs came out on Live Forever Media, so if you Google it, you'll find it. And of course, the Joy Formidable are the Welsh trio, and they had a pretty terrific record that's been played previously on this podcast. So as always, stay out of trouble, peace out, and this is The Last Thing on My Mind.
Is the end.